CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sat down for a one-on-one interview with the Reuters news agency ahead of his forthcoming trip to the UK. As part of the interview, the Chinese president has stood firm on Chinese sovereignty over the South China Sea. But in addressing questions about it, Xi Jinping also says the Chinese side will manage disputes in the region through talks and will always ensure freedom of navigation through the vital waterway. At the same time, Xi Jinping also says the slowdown of the Chinese economy is a concern, but says steps are being taken to address the issue. On a lighter note, Xi Jinping, a football fan, has talked excitedly about his impending trip to Manchester later this week, where he's going to tour Man City's football headquarters. Two members of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's cabinet have paid a visit to the controversial Yasukuni Shrine this Sunday. Newly appointed Justice Minister Mitsuhide Iwaki, as well as the country's Internal Affairs Minister, have made stops at the shrine as part of a four-day autumn festival in Japan. This follows a move by Shinzo Abe to send a ritual offering to Yasukuni on Saturday. Though he has not gone to the shrine personally, Abe's offering has drawn criticism from the South Korean government. The South Korean government says Abe's offering is the same as glorifying Japan's past colonization of the Korean peninsula. Chinese authorities have yet to react to the move. The Yasukuni Shrine is a memorial garden which honors Japan's war dead. However, it also enshrines 14 convicted Class A war criminals from World War II. Homages to Yasukuni by Japanese politicians are viewed as an insult in China and other countries invaded by Japan during the war. At least one person is dead so far following Typhoon Kapu making landfall in the northern Philippines this Sunday morning. The 14-year-old has been killed in the capital, Manila. At least five others have been hospitalized with storm-related injuries. The storm hit the northern Philippine island of Luzon Sunday morning with winds of some 185 kilometers per hour. Over 14,000 people have already been moved out of the path of Kapu as a precaution. The storm itself is starting to lose some of its strength as it continues to swirl over the southern part of Luzon. However, forecasters are predicting the storm is still expected to begin a northward path across the island through the next 48 hours before hitting the Luzon Strait on its way to Taiwan. Forecasters in China are already warning of heavy gales and high waves along the coast of Fujian and southern Taiwan over the next couple of days. Voting is underway in Egypt's first parliamentary elections since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. This Sunday's vote is the first of a two-phase national election. The second round of voting will take place on December 2nd. Egypt has been without a working parliament for the past 3 years. Polling suggests candidates aligned with current president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi are likely to dominate the new parliament. Supporters of Mohamed Morsi's now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood are not fielding any candidates. Two Filipino soldiers have been killed in clashes with rebel forces in the country's restive south. The Philippine military says the soldiers killed were part of a patrol group which was ambushed by some 60 members of the New People's Army. This is an armed wing of the Communist Party of the Philippines, which continues to control pockets of the southern Philippines since it took up arms in the late 1960s. The MPA is said to be made up of close to 4,000 fighters. The Philippine government has been attempting to broker peace talks with the group, but has met with little success. The New People's Army is listed as a terror organization by the U.S. and Europe, though the Philippine government removed it from its terrorist list in 2011. Chinese authorities are now said to be working on getting UNESCO to add Confucius family cuisine to its intangible cultural heritage list. A committee has been formed to detail how the lavish meals are prepared and ordered. It's expected to take around 3 years to compile all the data and submit it to the United Nations for consideration. Confucius cuisine is actually a series of dishes which are prepared in a certain style and in a certain order. It is said to have developed over the years as dignitaries, including emperors, would make the pilgrimage to the Chinese scholar's home in Shandong. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.